New Delhi, Brussels. The European Union has put forward a fresh strategic vision for its engagement with India, unveiling an agenda to expand cooperation on security, trade, technology, and sustainable development. The plan, titled A New Strategic EU-India Agenda, was released in Brussels by the European Commission and the EU's top diplomat, Kaya Kallas, who urged the European Parliament and Council to endorse the proposal. The initiative was announced as part of President Ursula von der Leyen's political guidelines for 2024-2029, and seeks to deepen, broaden, and better coordinate cooperation with India. Emphasizing security as the backbone of the partnership, Kallas acknowledged existing challenges in EU-India relations. India's participation in Russia's military exercises and its purchase of Russian oil stand in the way of closer ties, she noted, stressing that the partnership must ultimately be about defending a rules-based international order. Despite these differences, Kallas hailed India as one of the most important players in the world today and a natural partner for the European Union. The joint communication outlined proposals for a security and defense partnership, including enhanced consultations, crisis management, maritime security, cyber defense, and counter-terrorism cooperation. It also called for industrial collaboration to boost defense production and technology, alongside a security of information agreement to facilitate classified intelligence exchange. On the economic front, the agenda prioritizes concluding the long-pending Free Trade Agreement, FTA, by year-end, reinforcing supply chains, and expanding digital cooperation through the Trade and Technology Council, TTC. President von der Leyen highlighted the EU's role as India's largest trading partner, declaring that Europe is open for business. We are committed to finalizing our free trade agreement and ready to invest in our shared future with India. The Commission proposed new initiatives in emerging technologies, green hydrogen, renewables, and innovation, including a potential EU-India startup partnership and India's association with the Horizon Europe Research Program. The strategic agenda underscores cooperation on climate action, green finance, food security, health resilience, and disaster management. It calls for intensified efforts in decarbonization and a cleaner energy transition, positioning both partners as leaders in tackling global sustainability challenges. The EU also stressed the importance of joint efforts in regional connectivity, highlighting projects such as the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the EU's Global Gateway Initiative. It pledged trilateral cooperation with third countries, underlining India's growing global influence. To support mobility and knowledge exchange, the EU proposed a comprehensive cooperation framework covering study, work, and research opportunities. This includes a pilot European Legal Gateway Office to facilitate labor mobility and a new EU-India Business Forum to boost private sector collaboration. The EU said it stands ready to work with India on a joint comprehensive strategic agenda guided by shared priorities. Adoption of the framework is expected at the Foreign Affairs Council in October, marking the next formal step in reshaping EU-India ties. Amid shifting geopolitical realities, closer EU-India relations are increasingly vital for strengthening economic growth and security, and diversifying supply chains in response to today's uncertain global order, the Commission concluded.